This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we're going to have some fun today. I love these guys. They're disruptors. They are entrepreneurs. They're venture capitalists. They are angel investors, and they are very handsome men. But before, guess what? I just got found out.
What's that?
I'm now back on the board of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. They had a great big vote today, and I was unanimously voted back on. So that is the fourth time I've quit and the fifth time I've come back with my tail between my legs. I'm very, very happy and I'm petulant, but I'm always remorseful when I go back. So we're going to have a huge event. It's going to be unbelievable. I heard today that they also voted in Jesse Lee Ward. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Here we go.
And John Melton. Add that to Ray Higdon, Garrett McGrath. What's the name of those guys that are the hot shots that put on the events? I can't.
Sage
Productions. I mean, it is going to be epic. So all of you that are network marketers, this is going to be huge. But that isn't why we're here today. We're here today to talk about a couple of guys that are pretty cool. And I don't call people pretty cool. But those of you that saw me break my neck on more than one occasion the other day on that dang unicycle, wife wanted to kill this guy. She saw me fall like five times, and she said, okay, good, I'm going in, I'm closing the blinds. We've got those electric blinds. She shut down the whole house and waited for the ambulance. And then she just a little sniper rifle and plugged Rick one time. But I lived through it, and it was Rick who flies all over the place at 35 miles an hour on an electric unicycle. The guy went from pretty doggone cool to my idol, and I now know I can do it, and I'm going to buy one of those things.
No, you're not.
So, isn't that cool?
Good choice, Evia.
Yeah. So, Mo, hello, Mo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tom? I saw the video. It was very funny.
Thank you. Well, it was funny. And because of the unbelievable video production ability of Rick.
I mean, was cool. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And I love the babes in the bikini. So any of you that haven't seen it, go to TikTok or YouTube and it's there so you can watch it. But inside of that, how are you, Rick and Mo? What's cooking?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us. And it was not my skills in editing. I hired a guy overseas, and 3 hours later, he had it all edited. So that was all I did was point and click. And actually, I didn't find it funny so much as inspiring. You know, the number of attempts and your constant progress, those were actually all in order. So the number of attempts that you gave it and the commitment to it, that I think that there's a story there. But, you know, you went for it and you made it happen.
And I actually fell off of it and kept it going. And he goes, yeah. I've done this a lot of times and I've never seen anybody quite that uncoordinated look so coordinated. So that was quite exciting too. So I just want to thank you. I love trying new things, bungee jumping, skydiving, anything to do with adventure and thrill. I'm usually up for, and my kids aren't overly happy with a 70-year-old grandfather doing it, but what the heck?
There's a lot of video evidence for that.
there truly is. So let's go to the disruptor part of that, because, you know, I know you now. And I know some friends of yours whose name we won't mention today. But you have got some really, really cool friends. Some of the deepest thinker friends that I know. One of them being Robert White. One of them being Joby Weeks. You guys know some serious people. So then I heard that you're having a luncheon down in Denver in a club built in 1902 with an exclusivity ratio of about 99 on 100 on a scale of 100 called the Mile High Club, of which we weren't invited to lunch, but Robert White was. So I'm a little pissed off about that. But you guys are amazing. Amazing human beings. And so we want to know more about you. So, Rick, who the heck are you?
Who am I? Well, at every moment in time, I'm trying to think deeply about the next move. But I don't worry about after that too much. I have a big goal. I know I want to get there. But then I focus on the next move. And so I'm just constantly trying to improve what I've got going. And so it's really a story of constant improvement than anything else. It's just, if you keep on improving, then you discover things you wouldn't have discovered any other way.
Well, what I love about you, because for those of you that have no clue as to what he just said, and me either, here's what he does. He sees something, and he sees a way to make it better. And whether it's the political landscape with the left and the right, and he goes, you know what? If everybody came to the middle and just had dialogue powerfully and communicated inside of what the political structure was really set up to be, we have the dialogue, but we wouldn't have these problems because the goal would be uniting, not dividing. And he started something called the Million Man March or something like that, that he's going to literally get, I don't know the name of it, I can't remember it. And he's literally going to buy one of those Sprinter vans, put a big TV in it and a bed, and he's going to travel the country speaking to what he believes to be true powerfully. I wish I had that kind of courage. So then he finds this guy, Palestinian of all things, says, I love this guy. And they become the dearest of friends. Mo has started more businesses than most of us ever will. He puts his money where his mouth is. He's won a few. He's lost a few. He just bought a giant building. And instead of turning it into some metropolis for rich people, he's turning it into a homeless center because the guy is a class act. So these two guys, we wanted on the show because I think their hearts are bigger than their brains.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll start with you, Rick. Where does that come from? That you know, to take these big swings, and you've been taking really big swings at big problems for at least as long as the internet's been around, and I'm sure even longer than that. Where does that drive and that vision come from inside you?
Well, my personality type is I'm a thinker, okay, and more than that, I'm a conceptual thinker. So I like to figure out how things fit together. So you can think of it as a problem solver, basically. Okay, I like to solve problems, but to be specific, I don't solve problems by trial and error. I solve problems by trying to think very deeply and understand the truth about the problem, the deeper truth. So I'm always thinking. And one of the side effects of always thinking in that way is I'm always rethinking. Now, what I mean by that is I'm always doubting myself in a positive sense. I'm always questioning my current beliefs. Because how can you improve your beliefs if you don't change your beliefs? How can you change your beliefs if you're not willing to question your beliefs? So I am, unlike most people, I think, I am willing to question my own beliefs and say, what am I missing? So when I'm in a negotiation with someone, and I just experienced this in the last couple weeks, when I'm negotiating a business deal with someone, and you know I have an idea of what they might want or whatever, but then let's say I come up with a counterproposal and they reject it, and it's like, no, we're getting farther apart, forget it. Well, that to me tells me that I missed something. So some people would say, well, they're jerks or they don't get us or whatever. My first assumption is I miss something about them. And so I go back to them and say, what am I missing? And I'll just say it like that. Like I tried to give you a proposal that you would love and you didn't. So what am I missing? And that kept the negotiation alive and we closed the deal, yesterday. So I'm always questioning myself in a strong sense, not in a weak sense. I'm always trying to improve my understanding. That's what drives me.
There you go. And do you think that in that thinking way of being? Is that like, is that always how you've been since you were a young kid?
Yeah. My mom will tell you the stories. So back when I was like two or whatever, other kids would play with blocks by smashing them together, maybe stacking them up, but I would organize them by color or whatever. So I was always like organizing things and finding the patterns and, you know, the conceptual connections between all these things.
But I often find the kid that isn't smashing things and is instead organizing them into light colors is not necessarily the one out there on the front line taking the huge kind of risks that you have taken in your career. And so how have you had to really steel yourself to do that? Is that part of your DNA too? Where did that come from?
Well, I think the first moment as I don't know when I was six, but when I was 16, when I had a job, I was the stock boy in a little one person warehouse. Like I was the only guy in the warehouse, right? For this little electronics warehouse company. And I overheard at the top of the stairs, the owner was talking to a computer programmer, and at the time minimum wage was $3.35 an hour. Okay. That's what I was making. I was making minimum wage, $3.35 an hour. But I overheard my boss or the owner of the company talking to a computer programmer, about creating an inventory control program. Ironically to help me organize my inventory that I was in charge of. And they were talking about this guy being paid $35 an hour, which was like, you know, $1 million to a high school kid. So after the guy left, I went upstairs and I said to the owner, I could do that program for $35 an hour. And my boss said, you could do that for $35 an hour? I said, yeah, I could do that for $35 an hour. And he said, well, then you can do it for $3.35 an hour. and I said, yes. I said yes, because that was the win. That got me out of the stock boy business and into the computer programming business as a 16-year-old. And I wrote the program, and he loved it. And the guy who lost the deal to a 16-year-old quoting minimum wage came back to review my work because there's no way it could be good. He was counting on finding all these problems and then getting the contract after that. But he loved my work. So then guess what I did? In front of my boss, I talked to this guy and said, how about if you give me a job for $7 an hour? And he said, yes.
So you got to take a break. So we're going to take this break, and we're going to come back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault on the Genesis Communication Blowtorch Network.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And we're back. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. We've got Rick and Mo with us, and these guys, I love. I mean, they are disruptors. They are very strange bedfellows. I just look at the two of them, and they just don't even look like they would be deep, deep thinking business partners, but that's certainly what they are. And Mo's story is as compelling as Rick's, wouldn't you say?
I would, and I know even less of it, which makes me happy because we're going to get to learn some more. So, Mo, were you born in Palestine?
I was, yeah. I was born in Jerusalem, and at 7 years old, I had a dream to come to the U.S. to follow the American dream. And so once I finished high school, I applied for a visa to come and become a student here. And then I was one of two lucky people who got visa that day out of hundreds who applied. So that was an excitement moment, reborn again. And then I moved to San Francisco, where I became a falafel maker while I'm going to school. And then so I know how to make really good falafel.
That's a good skill to have.
Yes, yes. And then I start doing driving a taxi cab in the city. So I learned the city very fast, and that's how it started. So I will go to school in the morning, pick up a client in my way to school, and then after school I will just drive people around. So I got my associate degree from San Francisco State University. Then I moved to Denver, where I graduated from CU Denver. And I started my business career in 2009, 2010. I started an accounting firm and grew it from there and sold a portion of it last year or 2 years ago. It's been 2 years ago. Along the way, I invested in multiple businesses. And my motto and my investment is I don't need cash for my services. I need equity. And if I deliver and I can get you to where you want to be, then you pay me. We all get paid with equity, no cash accepted. And that worked really well in the past 10 years journey. One of the companies we were able to take it almost public in Canada but we got acquired before we went public because of the noise we made. So that's one of the success stories that I had, along many other businesses.
Congratulations. And I love that model of saying, I'm going to back myself to create value. I'm not going to ask for money up front. Let's go create a huge win together. How did you come upon that model?
I actually have a long-term vision of building wealth and building businesses that helps the community that we live in. And the way I saw it, being an accountant, you get paid a lot of people short-term thing. They think short-term, and they want a quick cash. For me, I was making good cash from my business, so I wanted to build a legacy. And the only way to build a legacy is take more risk and think long-term. And if I'm going to get engaged in a business and get paid for it, I better believe in it that it's going to win. Otherwise, don't get involved in it. So I knew if I'm going to get involved, I'm going to put it all out and make sure it's a success story.
So you jump in the foxhole with people, not companies necessarily. And that's why you just absolutely fell in love with Rick. And we're going to talk about his new project on the other side of this. But I'm telling you, these guys are going to change the world because they're disruptors. And I'll never forget when we walked into, I'm sitting in Retrog Coffee, and I'm talking to a guy named Duke Rumley, and I'm telling him about contact mapping, and Duke's rolling his eyes because he didn't want to hear about contact mapping. He wanted to pitch me on his nonprofit. So he's half listening. I'm talking loud, and I'm talking the people at the table next to me, there's a farmer, and he goes, "That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. I got a flip-top phone. I got all the friends I need. You're full of bullet, buddy." And the other guy sitting in the chair was a guy named Dr. Rick Manelius from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And he looked up and he said, "You know what? I think it's brilliant." Except he cusses a lot. And he also said, "I think that all these companies, Salesforce, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the CRMs, need a massive disruption. And I believe you guys are just the guys to do it. Can I have a job?" And that's how that all began, because it was just like you two. Same thing. You bet the jockey, not the horse at the beginning. And all of a sudden, everybody looks back and go, "Man, that Mo is a genius." But I'll tell you one thing right now. It's all sweat and work until you get there.
This is such an awesome conversation. These two guys, what they're working on next is going to blow your mind. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. So make sure you stick around with Rick Raddatz and Mo Adwan. You're going to have to correct me if I've mispronounced or butchered your name. But this is an awesome conversation. You're watching the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. And stick around for a minute here. We'll be right back after the break.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, urging an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with the suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops have been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant that some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News. Children trying to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied minors seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March of 2020 during the early days of the pandemic. A police officer in Ohio has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting of a teenager. 16-year-old Makia Bryant was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were responding to a 911 call made from the foster home that Bryant stayed at. It was a report about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The killing has led to a Justice Department review of the Columbus Police Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. And it is Rick Raditz and Mo Adwan. And you guys need to know that these guys are disruptors. And they decided to take a big bite in the world of disruption because they're going to take a swing at disrupting not only Zoom, but Clubhouse right now. Are you excited enough?
I'm super excited. And I want to set it up because I heard about this through our mutual friend Greg Ryder, who is so excited about what these guys are doing. And I'll tell you what, man, to go and disrupt Zoom in the first instance, let alone all the other things that the platform that these guys are creating is already touching and is going to touch, is one heck of a tall order. And I'll be the first to admit, I was extremely skeptical that somebody that was some upstart was going to step up to the plate and going to create something different that stood out. And these guys are doing it. And so they've got a new company. It's called Meetin. And we'll throw up a link here in a second so you can go and set up an account for free with these guys. But it is incredible. And this needed to happen. And the more I've heard them talk about it, the more I've come to understand how badly it needed to happen. And so whoever wants to start first, talk about what inspired you to create this and why this is such an important idea right now.
Well, what inspired it is just the marketplace. I mean, I was already in the conference call business. I had a company that was specialized in large conference calls. So we would do like 30,000 person conference calls and that type of thing. And we do small ones too. We do everything. But way back in 2013, I could tell that video on the web was going to be the eventual winner. And so my partners at the time disagreed because we were making so much money with the audio conference and so on. So I kept pushing him, and finally it became clear I had to buy him out. So I bought him out. And then I used the cash from the business to start working on this new competitor called Neaton, M-E-E-T-N, as in Nancy, Neaton. I think of it as a redneck Zoom. You go to the meeting. Mo doesn't like that way of talking.
I don't mind that, Mo.
It's just for fun. It's a redneck Zoom. You can't forget it. Meeting.com. But anyway, so I started working on Meeting because I knew that would be the replacement for my current product. And a couple of years later, boom, we've got something. Now, in terms of like how do you decide to tackle what seems to be an unwinnable war against a multi-billion dollar company now? Well, the answer is there's always room for competition. I mean, you'd be quite the pessimist to think that, you know, your kids and grandkids just don't even have a shot at the world because it's already done. You know, so you project that forward or backwards to your own life, and there's always room for competition. There's always a little twist you can put on it to make it better for this group of people. And if I think back to my early career, you know, I was in the video hosting business, the audio hosting business, the web page hosting business, the conference call hosting business. And at the time, there were free versions of my product in all of those different categories. How do you compete against free? Well, you offer a slightly better product. So I'd made all of my money by competing in what they call red ocean businesses. And so I'm a red ocean guy. If there's competition, that means there's a healthy marketplace. I want to go and win in that marketplace.
There you go.
What's really cool about that is I was watching Tai Lopez for 3 hours the other day trying to figure out NFTs and all the stuff these guys are doing. But he said, you know, he bought Pier One, he's bought Radio Shack, and he's on the front of everything. And he and Grant Cardone and Elon Musk, and they said, you don't have to be first. You have to be best. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with us in contact mapping. You don't have to be first. You have to be best. And if you're best, you win. And the name of the game is those guys that were first are showing you how not to do it. So that's way overrated, being first, right, guys?
Well, I mean, it's nice to be first. But whenever I was first, I had to explain so much. I had to explain why you should even care. And whenever I was not first, people already knew why they should care. They just wanted to know, how was I 10% better? They didn't need me to be 1,000% better. As long as my product was 10% better, then I could justify twice the price. That's the economics of it. So
it's also
I just try to constantly improve and eventually find a way to be 10% better.
So these rooms that you give people for free hold how many people?
Up to 100.
Okay, good. And then if you really step it up to $50 a month, how many people?
Oh, 10,000. And we're going to be bumping that up to 100,000 pretty soon here in about a month or so.
And I don't think I've ever, well, actually, I spoke in front of 176,000 people on a similar platform with Eric. But that sure as heck wasn't me. That was a whole room full of people. This thing's giving you the ability right now to have 10,000 people on a Zoom. You could do some serious stuff if you'll pop that up. And that's, what, $50 a month?
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
What else sets you apart?
Well, it's mainly just the ease of use. It's all the little details. I kind of hinted at this earlier in the conversation that I'm a rethinker. I rethink. And that ties into an old saying that good writing is rewriting. Well, and good prioritizing is reprioritizing, and good thinking is rethinking. And so, you know, I'm, again, it's all about constant improvement, so that we can just be a little bit better.
Yeah, and that the cool thing about this thing, another thing that he just didn't tell you, and I can't believe it, I set him up for that home run, and he just let that fat pitch go right down the middle of the plate. You don't have to download anything. You just click it.
Yeah.
It's just terrible, because I've been living on it all day long, every morning, so I just have it sitting there, and I'm just telling people, you know, on an aside, on another Zoom, I say, hey, I'm hanging around in this room. Just come over here. So they think they're going to click it and see what it's all about. And the next thing you know, they're staring at me going, what the hell just happened?
Yep.
And that is so fun, because there's none of that down. You know, old people especially don't know how to go to the app store, and they don't know how to download anything. And this thing works like a charm on your computer and your phone, and the images are absolutely crystal clear. The audio is unbelievable. And they have this thing on there called the Web Popper. And I am telling you, for a maniac like me, it's unbelievable, because I've been playing with it the whole time. And the minute somebody says something, I just nail them with the Web Popper. So instead of confusion, it's just everything about what you're doing is beautiful. So what's that?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And Mo, I'm dying to hear your perspective, and I think we keep cutting you off, man. So yeah.
Adrian just wrote me a note on his computer, and he says, "Would you please be nice to Mo?"
No, you guys are very awesome. Thank you. No, I love the product. I am a huge believer from day one. The minute I learned about it, I start bugging Rick. I want to be part of this. And he could say no. So what I did is what I do with everybody, is I invited him to a really nice dinner where he can say no with some drinks. And I was like, I want to be in. And he said yes. And it's funny that we're bringing that up, because yesterday I saw the owner of the restaurant. He's a good friend of mine. He owns a sushi place. And I said, remember that day at your table when I convinced Rick and I told him to let me invest? He was like, yes. I was like, that was a really, really good meal. Thank you.
What's the name of the restaurant? Sushi Dance?
No, it's way better. It's called Mizu Sushi. Mizu Sushi. And it's in the Highland in Denver. Amazing atmosphere. You would love it. If you go there, just mention my name.
Now he's pissed me off twice in a row.
Uh-oh.
He's supposed to invite me to the Mile High Club with him. And he's supposed to have me go to Mizu Zizu Sushi. And instead, he's supposed to go there and use my name. Why am I so embarrassing to you, bro?
How about this? I'll invite you to both, and I'll go with you to both on me.
All right.
Yeah. But no, I love the product. I'm an early believer in it. And since then, I joined Rick, and we've been talking every single day, working together to develop this amazing product. Mm-hmm. I love the streaming functionality of it, too, as well, where you can stream on multiple platforms at once. Also, you have the business meeting side of it. So it combines multiple software together. And it's cheaper, easier to use. It's an amazing product. I'm a huge believer.
And just the fact that you and Rick are partners is very, very big to me. A couple of days ago, I was on the air somewhere, and I gave away a sweatshirt to Emmy.
Yeah,
Emmy. And she is Brandon Barnum's good friend. And she's adorable, and I gave her a sweatshirt. Adrian called me on the phone and said, Dad, I need a credit card for that sweatshirt. So you are him. Adrian's a chartered financial analyst who knows where every penny ever spent is. And I just throw money at everything. But Rick needs you like I need Adrian. Otherwise, we're out of business. So I'm really happy to see that.
And the secret to a successful business relationship, it's always you don't have to be right, but you have to allow yourself to accept the other person's opinion and allow them to discover that you were right.
He's talking to you.
Discussion helping you to come around to the point of view that I was right. That's
yeah. Here's what I will tell you. Adrian worked for me until I was 65 years old, and now the last 5 years I've worked for Adrian, and it is not easy. I want you to know it is as much ego swallowing and pride swallowing and humiliation as I have gone through in my whole life.
That is hardly true.
At the end of the day, you just hit the nail on the head. 99% of the things that he was coming down on me about, he was right about. And, an old dog learns new tricks, and it's hard to unlearn them. And this kid's really, really helped me, and I want to thank you for that in front of these guys.
That's a big statement.
The beatings have continued, and evidently morale has improved. So thank goodness for that. I love what these guys are doing, and I'll throw the link up here one more time so you can go and check out what they're doing.
But wait till after the show, you jerks. So wait, don't be going there until we're done talking.
That's right. That's
one
right.
More.
But there's such a value in that ability to create that immediate experience for somebody that says, hey, like, let's jump on a call. Here's my link. It's like click, click, and they're talking to you, right? It's not go find this software, download it, sign up for all this stuff, jump through this hoop, jump through that hoop. And that is a really important, powerful thing. And so I'm very optimistic about what these guys are creating from what I've seen and from knowing, you know, it's always about the team of people that are behind anything, especially when it's something big like this. So super, super excited about that. We've got to take one more break here on the Legacy Leadership Show. This is Adrian Chenault with Tom Chenault, Rick Raddatz, Mo Adwan, and we'll be back right after this.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We have got an unbelievable one segment left. And what you heard on the very beginning was these guys were disruptors. And what the truth of the matter is that Eric has been a political scientist, so to speak, for the last 13 years of his life, alongside doing all these businesses, because he's so deeply concerned about what's going on, not just in the United States, but in the world. And this platform that he built, he needed to build for his mission. And I am telling you, you want to listen to him, whether you're on the left or the right, because he's bringing people together toward the middle instead of farther out the other direction. He spent a lot of time with my wife, who is a very opinionated one side or the other political, you know, she's one of those. And she left there and she goes, Tom, I really love that guy. So, Rick, take it away. Tell people what you're really up to on this planet. The change you're going to affect, and the Sprinter van, because the homeless guy that lives upstairs in my office was very fascinated about that, John Farragher, because he lives in his truck, and he thinks that's the Rolls Royce of...
If you're going to be homeless, that's the way to be homeless, isn't it?
Yeah, talk about it.
Sprinter extended van. Yeah, so in 2006, our political divide just got to me. I couldn't take it anymore. And I realized I couldn't sit on the sideline anymore. And so that's where I put my business in the hands of my employees or full employees. And I got started talking to people left, right, and center about politics and political philosophy and what we should do and so on. And after 15 years of those kinds of conversations and with my constantly rethinking my own beliefs, rethinking, I've come up with a way to extend the laws of economics to all human action, to all aspects of society. Now, what does that mean? What it means is we now know how to govern. It's just the laws of economics. And it can get a little complicated, but it's not that complicated. And it ends up being moderate because we don't have to be perfect. We just have to constantly improve. That's the theme of disruption, I think, is constant improvement. And so we're launching a movement called 1 Million Moderates. That was the name that you couldn't quite, you almost got.
Couldn't get it out of my mouth.
Yeah, 1millionmoderates.org. It's actually not officially launched yet. We're launching in about 2 months. But there's a placeholder website up there right now. So check it back out in 2 months. 1millionmoderates.org. And the idea is let's bring together people left, right, and center because moderates span the whole spectrum. Let's gather together people who are willing. That's why they're moderate because they're willing to have that conversation. And let's have a better conversation. And let's elect someone from among us to speak for us on podcasts, on the radio, on news programs, and so on. And let's add this third strong voice to American politics that doesn't exist right now. And so that's 1 million moderates.
How do you like those apples?
I like them a lot. And I think that there is, you know, there's this lack of a home for such a huge swath of the world out there that feels, you know, disconnected from what they see on TV and disconnected from all of the yelling and the gamesmanship and brinksmanship and all the crap that is just constantly happening. And, you know, we're seeing how dangerous that kind of behavior and that kind of a paradigm of the way that the world of politics has operated for a really long period of time can ultimately be. And to have an alternative and to have a way for people to come together around that alternative, I think that's really what has been so badly missing is, you know, everybody says there needs to be a third party or there needs to be a this or there needs to be a that, but there hasn't been, no one has come up with a solution that has allowed for that to come about. And this has the makings of being that solution. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of people ask me, how the heck can you really ever make a difference in this way? I mean, it's just too big of a problem. But again, it's about constant improvement. If I can come up with a marketing campaign that gets me constant growth in membership and pays for itself, we just keep doing it. And we keep growing, and eventually we become bigger than any one person. We become a movement, and that's where we have a new voice, and that's where we change the world.
Well, we love you. And Mo, what do you think about it? You came out of Palestine. You know how it is to get people communicating because you're always in a, you grew up in that kind of battle, and now you're over here in the same situation. People just need to get along. Is that right or wrong?
I am a huge believer in that, and I think solving the economic issue and the economic conflict is a key player here. And REC has a plan to do that. So I'm a huge believer. As a matter of fact, we would love to test this theory back there.
Yeah. Well,
and if it works, then it's great. We could achieve world peace.
Amen. That's what we want. That wouldn't hurt. Yeah. All right. Next week. So here's what everybody needs to do now. You need to go to thismeeting.com/legacy. Get yourself a free website. Drive it around a little bit. Step it up if you want to. Second move is you don't want to join the ANMP. Can you put a website up for that? ANMP.com. And join that because we're going to have a convention of epic proportion. And the third time is Margie Alaprandi next week. And she's doing some gigantic stuff with women all over the world. And I don't like timestamping this show, but it is International Women's Day. And so as a result of that, it's a perfect time to just give a shout out to all the great women changing the world while us men eat bonbons. Thank you for that. See you all next week. We got any time left?
Yeah, we got another 30 seconds. So make sure you go check out meeting.com/legacy. Thank you guys so, so much for being here with us today. This has been an awesome
Thanks for having
show.
Us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to see you at the sushi place and the Mile High deal, and it's going to be great. We love you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Penny, you're going to bring that thing back down so I can learn how to write it right. See you all next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So long.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.